You're listening to SBS News.
Good morning. In this bulletin, Volodymyr Zelensky says a wartime presidential election would destroy the country. One Nation criticised over its shifting position on immigration policy. And in AFL, the Swans men and women's teams win matches amid club turmoil. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Helena Krishnamurthy. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says it would be too dangerous for Ukraine to hold an election due to its war with Russia. The former Ukrainian Defense Minister Mykhailo Fedorov called for wartime elections in a bombshell address last week in the biggest internal challenge to President Volodymyr Zelensky since the start of the full-scale conflict. Responding to the call for the first time, Mr. Zelensky told journalists in a briefing that at a time like this, elections are a tsunami for the country that will split Ukraine. Elections have been suspended in Ukraine since martial law was imposed at the start of the full-scale invasion by Russia in February 2022. Ukrainian communities across Australia are marking the 35th anniversary of Ukraine's Independence Day amid calls for stronger sanctions on Russia. Ukraine adopted the Act of Declaration of Independence from the Soviet Union on the 24th of August in 1991, ahead of the official collapse of the USSR later that year. As Russia's war on Ukraine continues, the community continues to call for critical military aid and for Australia to close sanctions loopholes allowing Russian-linked fuel into Australia. Ukraine's ambassador to Australia, Vasyl Miroshnichenko, says he's grateful for the strength of the community.
On this special day of Ukraine's independence, 35th anniversary, I would like to congratulate the Ukrainian community of Australia. I'd like to thank you very much for supporting Ukraine, for standing strong with Ukraine in these hard times for our country, raising money for Ukraine's humanitarian and military needs, your advocacy, your hard work in making sure that Ukraine's voice is heard. Thank you for preserving Ukrainian identity.
Iran's rial has sunk to a record low against the US dollar as the US-Iran war approaches its six-month anniversary. Iranian media reported the US dollar traded at 2 million rials on the open market on Sunday as sanctions pressure the economy and peace talks with Washington remain stalled. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi dismissed the measure taken by the Trump administration, saying doubling down on failed policies would only end in defeat and increase the enmity of Iranians. And in domestic news, One Nation leader Pauline Hanson has clarified the party's policy on its ideal net overseas migration target. On Sunday, David Farley, who clinched Susan Lee's old seat from the coalition at a by-election, said One Nation's policy of getting net overseas migration down to 130,000 from the budget forecast of 225,000 in the following 4 years excluded people brought in under a Pacific scheme, aged care nurses and other in-demand skilled workers. In a statement posted on social media, Senator Hanson says the party would cut net overseas migration to less than half of Labour's current level, including through fewer international students and dependents. Opposition immigration spokesman John O'Dunham criticised the development, saying it shows One Nation's position is one of confusion. Energy Minister Chris Bowen says the government will go ahead with Commonwealth legislation on data centre regulations despite pushback from Queensland and the Northern Territory. Federal and state governments have been in negotiations for months over separate rules about how new data centres in the country will be powered. Ahead of a national cabinet meeting this week, Mr. Bowen has said the government will write new laws requiring data centres meet their huge power demands with new renewable energy. He says the national standards are necessary to reduce the burden on energy bills and energy reliability.
And we're not going to let Queensland run a race to the bottom, which would see energy bills go up, reliability go down, because they want data centres at any cost. I don't think that's what Australians want. I don't think it's what Queenslanders want. It's not what the Albanese government's going to let happen. So, no, I'm not hopeful of reaching an agreement with Queensland. Their view is pretty strong. Our view is equally strong, and we'll be proceeding.
And now moving on to sport, and in the AFL, Both the women's and men's AFL Swans teams have won their matches in a historic doubleheader. The women's team defeated Essendon by 24 points in front of a record crowd of 16,672 fans. After the game, hundreds of Swans fans walked out of the stadium in an apparent protest against the men's side, which is mired in a scandal and has five players stood down over breaching club rules. The men's team defeated North Melbourne by 53 points. The fans watched both games and say it has been a difficult week.
The fact, I believe, the club acted so properly because they breached several codes of the club's values, and one of the things I joined the Swans for is I always believed they had good values as a club.
And I was really pleased that they took that stand. I mean, as much as we hate losing those players, It actually made me feel better to know that they've taken a really strong stand. And I think your members expect that too.
And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Helena Krishnamurthy.